This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with Arvin Yuvaraj. It's a Monday today. I know many of you are probably dreading to, you know, heading to work and probably already got to work. And I know it was really tough for me today. But if you're struggling to get your spirits up, I highly suggest you to check out Deadpool's trailer that's going around YouTube. And don't worry, there's no Logan spoilers, but he does make a mention of Logan. Do check it out. It's hilarious stuff.
Logan is so good, though. Yeah. The movie is so good. Anyway, back to today's show. We have a story on a new wearable. It's not like Wolverine or Logan, but it's not claws. But in fact, it's not even for us. It's for cows. So think of it as Fitbit for cows. We'll have more on that story later on in the show.
Yeah, and Uber has admitted to using a secret program to avoid regulators. It's been naughty, naughty Uber. Mm. But first, let's talk about space.
Yeah, so everyone wants to go back into space these days. Like SpaceX is sending rockets to test their space missions, and Virgin Galactic wants to send passengers to space for space holidays, and now Amazon wants to set up a delivery service for future human settlement on the moon.
Yeah, Amazon is taking the words planning ahead to a whole new different level here.
They are, but it's not completely crazy. I mean, it's been 4 decades since humans walked on the moon, and now NASA is showing a renewed interest in going back. So a lot of space entrepreneurs want to take advantage of this case, and in this case, they want to start settling on the moon for research.
Mm. And you know who else is showing interest into going space, right? The Trump administration. The US president actually wants to get the country to support him by sending someone to the moon the same way Apollo flights did back in the 1960s and 70s.
Yeah, so now you have Jeffrey Bezos, who owns Blue Origin, which is a space company, who also founded Amazon and owns the Washington Post. He has been pitching this idea to NASA and President Trump's team to start a delivery system to the moon, and he wants to set up a base at the South Pole to launch the spacecraft, because there's a lot of water and continuous sunlight for solar energy. And Blue Origin's proposal, which is dated January 4th, doesn't involve flying humans, but rather is focused on a series of cargo missions. So Bezos wants to deliver gear for experiments, cargo, and habitats by mid-2020, which would help enable future human settlement on the moon.
Yeah, so just a little background for those who don't know. President Obama said that in 2010, he didn't want to focus on going back to the moon. But recently, there have been lots of plans by NASA and a few companies sending new crew up there. But this time, they won't just be sticking flags and sort of fly back home. Mm-hmm. The new mission is the next level of space travel. So we're talking about setting a hub there and doing more research and maybe even setting up habitats and colonies. And there's just a lot of excitement around this, you know, whole new venture.
Yeah, and we even see the buzz in Hollywood, like Hidden Figures is exactly about space exploration. And then, of course, you have the horror freaks with their input, like Alien Covenant and Passengers and that new movie Life.
Mm, yeah, and the good news is that NASA is already showing willingness to work closely with this commercial sector by hiring companies to fly supplies and eventually astronauts to the International Space Station. So basically, at this point, NASA is providing the technical expertise, but no funding to SpaceX plan to fly an uncrewed spacecraft to Mars by 2020. And on the other end, the United Launch Alliance, which is a joint venture of Boeing and the Lockheed Martin, has also been working on plans to create a transportation network to the area around the moon, which is known as the cislunar space.
Mm-hmm. And then there's Robert Bigelow, who is the founder of Bigelow Aerospace, the maker of inflatable space habitats, who said that his company would create a depot that could orbit the moon by 2020, housing supplies and medical facilities, as well as actual human beings. A smaller version of the possible habitats, known as the Beam, is docked on the International Space Station, where astronauts are testing it right now.
Yeah, so coming back to Jeff Bezos, he sees the moon as a stepping stone for further exploration into space. His logic is that if you go to the moon first and make moon your home, and then you can get to Mars a bit more easily. So Bezos actually said that Blue Origin could perform the first lunar mission as early as July 2020, but stressed it could only be done in partnership with NASA. Apparently, Blue Origin's liquid hydrogen expertise and the experience with the precision vertical landing offers the fastest path to a lunar lander mission. And Bezos says he's excited about this and he's even ready to invest his own money alongside NASA to make this happen.
Yeah, and the most important element, according to Bezos and his team, is obviously water. Mm-hmm. They say water is not just vital for human survival, but also because hydrogen and oxygen in water could be transformed into rocket fuel. So the moon is basically seen as a massive gas station in space. It's almost like those sci-fi movies when you see the spacecrafts, you know, docking on the moon to fill up on gas.
Yeah, and the Blue Moon spacecraft could carry as much as 10,000 pounds of materials and fly atop several different rockets, including NASA Space Launch System, the United Launch Alliance Atlas V, or its own new Glenn rocket, which is under development and expected to fly by the end of this decade. The first landing is the most important because it will be the start of the series of increasingly capable missions, including flying samples of lunar ice back to Earth for study.
Mm-hmm. So this is not just about going into space anymore. It's about human settlement up there. It's about delivering goods to humans via a fast and effective way. And Blue Moon is all about that. It's basically like Amazon in space. It's mind-blowing when you really sit and think about it.
Yeah, it surely is. But when, you know, what else is mind-blowing as sending rockets to space? It's wearables for cows. Mm. Basically, we're talking about Fitbit for cows. We'll chat about that in just a moment after Florence and the Machine with You've Got the Love, BFM 89.9.
Best flipping moments, BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, Florence and the Machine with You've Got the Love, and this is the Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Jeff, together with Arvin, and we started off with a crazy story on how Amazon is going to the moon. So let's continue with that theme with another insane and crazy story about wearables for cows.
So from a story about the Milky Way to fresh milk. So much talk about moons and moos. It's such a moon day. Fitbit for cows just got into Y Combinator's winter batch. It's a wearable tech that helps farmers increase milk yields. This startup is called Kaula, because obviously it is, which started up in Pakistan but is now headquartered in California, and it monitors the body temperature and behavior of cows that allows farmers to detect when the animal is in heat and the best time for insemination.
Yep, and they are the second startup from Pakistan to get into Y Combinator. Kaula, which is, I think, a wordplay around collar. Kaula, right?
Collar for cows.
Yeah, collar for cows. So they claim that the wearable helps to increase dairy output by 15%. Now, that's quite impressive result, though, you have to say. And they call themselves a hybrid dairy of science and machine learning, and they tackle a very real problem here.
Yeah, so emerging countries like India, Pakistan, Mexico, and Vietnam have millions of cows. You might need a calculator to count them. Anyway, India is home to the largest livestock population in the world, but average milk yields are around a quarter of those in the US and the Netherlands. So a large part of the reason is inferior farming practices, poor nutrition, and abysmal veterinary standards.
Yeah, and that's how their device comes into play. The biggest thing to capture is when the cow is in heat. If a farmer misses the heat cycle, they'll have to wait for another 21 more days for the next cycle, which means they are missing out of 21 days of milk production. And the idea came from the founder, Umair's previous entrepreneurial foray, which is a company called E4 Technologies.
And E4 Technologies developed products for wireless crop monitoring, energy optimization, and motion tracking for sports. So Kaula was one of its products, but it's one that's most disruptive. But it's not the one making the most revenue, though. If you look at the industry, there are already other startups making wearable devices for cows.
Yeah, but the problem is they're all very expensive. For example, in the UK based Lely, which makes robotic milking systems that incorporate electronic collars, that costs almost $200,000 just to set it up. And by setup, it involves installation of sensors, wireless networks spread across the farm before systems are up and running. So it is time consuming and also prohibitive of the process itself.
And that's why Umar tries to change the dairy industry by making it affordable and simple. Kaula costs about $69 US and has a battery life of 1 year. So there's no need to send an installation team. It's more or less a plug-and-play device.
Yeah, so they'll actually receive tremendous interest pouring in from the States, Netherlands, Vietnam, and Mexico. If you just check out their website, there's a waiting list of nearly 4,000 customers. And for consumers or customers here in Asia, the delivery timeline can be up to 2 months. And manufacturing is done both in Shenzhen and also in Pakistan.
Mm, and simultaneously, they're constantly talking to users and tweaking the product based on feedback. When it comes to larger farms, the issue isn't as much about improving milk yield as it is about operational issues, labor efficiencies, and the health of the animal itself. Mm. The farmer's dashboard is now taking into account these factors too.
Yeah, so focus is the key here, and they're company DNA is to make things simple. Even your grandmother would know how to use this. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to take a short break when we come back. But when we do, we will talk about Uber, who are being very suspicious about their technology. Mm. That's up next, BFM 89.9.
Benchmark for managers, BFM 89.9.
And we're back. This is the Enterprise Biz Byte. So it was reported recently that Uber has been using a secret program in countries across the world to avoid law enforcement authorities with a software called Greyball. It's basically, you know, it can identify officials who are trying to catch its drivers and also deny them the service.
Mm, and it's also checking for credit card information to establish whether the user is linked to an institution or law enforcement authority.
Mm, yeah, and Uber has been in the love-hate relationship with governments and also with competitors. Because of this, Greyball was used to secure early access to cities where its operations had not been authorized. And in most of these cases, local officials who wanted to make sure that the company was subjected to the same conditions of service required by the legislation itself, and Uber wanted to either bypass all of that or they just wanted to speed things up.
Mm, so how exactly does this work? First, Greyball identifies regulators who are pretending to be ordinary passengers by collecting data on the location used when ordering a taxi and determining whether this coincided with government officers. Oh. Uber even visited phone shops to trace smartphones bought by city officials, setting up multiple accounts in an effort to catch the company's drivers. Mm. Then, once Uber identifies these undercover government people, they would be shown a fake version of the Uber app, which is completely fictitious, and it has fictitious cabs or ghost cabs just driving around, and when they were successful in ordering a real one, they would have their booking cancelled.
Wow, so this looks bad for Uber in many levels. It's mm-hmm. literally displaying false information to avoid being caught.
Yeah, but Uber is defending the program, saying that the company denies ride requests to fraudulent users who are violating Uber's terms of service, whether that's people aiming to physically harm drivers or competitors looking to disrupt their operations, or opponents who collude with officials on secret stings meant to entrap drivers. So basically, Uber's reasoning is that it's just protecting its drivers from people who are not being truthful about their identities. Mm. In fact, Uber admits that the use of Greyball has even grown recently in an effort to protect drivers from abuse, as well as protect the app from disruption by competitors. It's currently being used in Portland, Oregon, in Philadelphia, in Boston, in Las Vegas, as well as France, Australia, China, South Korea, and Italy.
Mm. So Uber is going through a lot of bad press at the moment, and this just sort of adds up to their problems. And there were accusations of an unfair working conditions and allegations of sexual harassment within mm-hmm. the company as well, of, you know, employee abuse. And then last week, investors attacked the company for failing its address of its culture of bullying mm-hmm. and also, you know, lack of diversity and harassment in every single form. And then on Friday, Uber's best known security researcher resigned without even stating any reason why, making people question whether, you know, does he has any links to Greyball too. And also, just recently, the Uber CEO got into a fight with the driver, and, you know, that was a big thing. He came out and said, like, you know,
that became a huge issue.
I need leadership consulting and stuff like that.
Yeah. And don't forget, last Monday we covered a story on how a rival company Alphabet has also accused Uber of stealing designs for technology for self-driving cars, which Uber has denied. The interesting thing is that US officials have expressed concern over Uber's practices but didn't say if they will take action. So you have to wonder if there is a gray area here, no pun intended, because otherwise someone would have sued somebody by now.
Yeah, Uber has a lot of damage control at the moment to do if it wants to sort of fix its reputation. So let's see if they sort of, you know, get into any trouble within the week. We're hoping that not, and they're, you know, basically clear of it. We're heading for a quick break, but when we come back, we will tell you what you can do to make the most out of your week. This is the Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning BFM 89.9.
All right, now it's time for highlights of some of the events that we found to be interesting. We're starting off with one that's hosted by our very own BFM Edge Business School. And it's actually quite special as well because they will be hosting a community movie night at their new office at work. It's WORQ at Glow Damansara in Tamantun, Dr. Ismail.
Mm-hmm. And the movie of choice is Becoming Warren Buffett. It's rated 7.8 out of 10 on IMDb and was just released in January this year. The movie gives a fascinating insight to the mind of one of the most powerful businessmen in our lifetime. The movie night will then be followed by a group discussion facilitated by MIT alumni and a work resident. So if you're looking to enjoy a great movie about running a business and then networking with other like-minded people, it's happening on the 9th of March at 7 p.m. Again, this will be held at BFM Edge at Work. That's WORQ. It's their new office at Glow Damansara in TTDI. For more info, just check out ptix.com and search for Becoming Warren Buffett. This event is free, but do make a purchase of their food options over there.
Yep, and next up is an event around blockchain and Bitcoin. So if you're looking to get on board the fintech buzz train, then do check out the TGIF The Grind includes Friday Series 2. It's happening on the 10th of March at 4 p.m. in Uptown, Petaling Jaya. It will be focusing on projects implementing blockchain and also cryptocurrencies. Johnny Mayo, he is the co-founder of Neuroware and also in Forbes 30 Asia Under 30 list. It's very impressive. He will be sharing insights on implementing blockchain in the governmental institutions or banking systems or trading, media, healthcare, and also other spheres. And the tickets, well, it's stated there as buy Johnny a coffee. It's only priced at 10 ringgit. So check out ptix.com, PEATIX.com, and search for blockchain. It would be the easiest way to find more info.
Yeah, it's Warren Buffett. I think I kept saying Buffett. Now it sounds right. And another event happening on the 10th is Tech in Asia Founders Meetup Kuala Lumpur Edition. For the first meetup in KL, they will have the COO of Gokar.my, Alan Chia, who will be giving a keynote on the startup culture. Gokar is an on-demand car rental startup. After that, it's all about mingling with like-minded startup people. And this is a free event, so that's good. Begins at 7 p.m. and ends at 9 p.m. and will be happening at the Co in Bangsa.
Yep, and for something that's slightly ahead of in about a week's time or so, on the 13th of March, it's happening again at work in Glow Damansara. It's called the CEO Entrepreneurs and Bosses Meetup, and this time it focuses on startups, entrepreneurs, and networking, and also business pitching event. For 3 hours, you get to meet business mentors, investors, and co-founders that can help you get your startup started. RM 10 ringgit guest fees will be collected at the door. You need to register yourself at eventbrite.com and then you just search for Malaysia CEO. It will be one of the first links up there. However, do note that they have specifically mentioned in bold capitals that no MLM marketers and networkers allowed. So, you know, guys, just don't ruin other people's event. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking to start your own business or, you know, grow your current one and, you know, probably need some connections, I guess, you know, the events that we've mentioned may actually help you out. Now, with that, it's time to wrap up today's Enterprise Biz Bytes. And at the start of the show, we talked about Jeff Bezos' plan to set up an Amazon-like delivery for future human settlement on the moon. And everyone wants to go to space, and Amazon wants to set up a base on the moon, so it makes total sense to me. Why not?
Next day delivery. And then we covered a startup in Pakistan that just got into Y Combinator. They are only the second startup to join this prestigious accelerator program. They're called Cowler, which is basically a Fitbit for cows. It allows you to monitor the body temperature and behavior of the cows that allows the farmer to detect when the animal is in heat and the best time for some, you know, some boogie woogie, some bok chicky wow wow.
Yep, and Uber is in the hot news again as they have admitted in using a secret tool in certain countries across the world in order to avoid law enforcement authorities. The tool is called Grayball, which uses geolocation data, credit card information, and social media account data that has been used by companies for years in order to identify and avoid officers aiming to catch drivers out of cities where Uber is not permitted. US officials have expressed their concerns about Uber's practice, but they fell short of, you know, sort of taking any real actions.
Mm-hmm. And of course, there was a highlight of some of the events happening in town. Coming up at 12:30 is the Breakfast Grill replay. And on the hot seat today is Akbar Daniel, Group Vice President for Honda Malaysia. Tan Chung Han spoke to him about the challenging automotive sector as demand slows down and loan approval rates continue to plummet.
Yep, that's happening at 12:30 p.m. And this has been the Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with Arvind Yuvaraj, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.